Excuse me, my good man.
Would you happen to know
what day it is?
It's Thursday.
You are correct, sir.
Did I win?
Yes. You won, all right.
What did I win, exactly?
You won.
Your job.
Your job.
Your job.
Now get back to work.
You know what? I need a raise.
Anyone? Coffee, anyone?
No. Coffee is for closers only.
I don't get paid enough for this.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today on this still blue sky sunny day, but we are finally going to start seeing some showers, which is very, very nice. Answer today's poll question, if you'd like, at 991FMTalk.com, and that is, which of the following do you trust more for news? OAN, Newsmax, Fox, CNN, MSNBC, ABC? Love to hear from you because, wow. It's a mess out there. CNN wants to get OAN, Newsmax, and Fox completely banned. It's a crazy world we live in, but you know what? It doesn't have to remain that way. Do you believe that masks and lockdowns have slowed the spread of COVID? That was yesterday's poll question, and basically only 8% of those participating said yes. 3% said masks, yes, lockdowns, no. 5% said short answer, yes. Long answer, I don't believe masks helped, but I think the lockdowns helped slow the spread because people, well, they weren't going out in public. Yeah, but you also slow the spread of herd immunity. It's like, I don't understand people's thinking sometimes. It's no worse than the flu. I mean, seriously, 99% survival rate. Especially when you're given the proper medication and it's not being withheld from you. So Big Pharma can make some money. Yeah. Ask doctors in private what they think about hydroxychloroquine and other things. All right. Won't get started on that today. Thank you to Nissan of Carson City for the poll questions today. And this is just, again, how the left thinks. Okay. The Boys and Girls Clubs or the Boys and Girls Clubs employees that don't want to comply with their new rules should just move on. Others will take their places. Yeah. So it doesn't matter if you like your job. It doesn't matter if you're good at your job. You must comply. You have no rights as an employee. My opinion, that's just a bunch of BS. So, thank you so much for joining me today. And I can't thank this woman enough for her story, for coming forward and becoming an advocate for victims out there, because she herself was a victim. And the story is heart-wrenching, and I'm going to let her tell it because coming out of my mouth doesn't do it justice. Once again, Andy Berger joins us. Andy, thank you so much for coming back on the program.
Oh, Monica, thank you. It's a true joy to be with you and your listeners today.
Explain the organization you started and why you did this.
Sure. My husband and I founded Beulah's Place in Central Oregon because we knew there were a lot of kids at risk. We saw teenagers having babies living in cars, and there just wasn't anything out there for kids on the street. And the kids we're talking about are the ones that have to choose the streets because it's safer than what they're running from, for whatever reason. And so in 2008, that's when the idea was birthed, and we have been operating for 13 years and rescuing kids that have been trafficked, kids that have been severely abused, kids that have been preyed upon by criminals, whether it's drug runners or, you know, other predators. So that's what we do. We make sure they finish high school. A lot of them go to college, and we also make sure that they are gainfully employed and can live on their own successfully.
And really have a life after trauma.
Yes. Absolutely. I did not have that resource, so we are trying to make sure they don't have to suffer any more than they have already suffered.
Andy, a lot of people think that, you know, when we talk about sex trafficking, especially for children, they think of kids, like, you know, 9, 10, 11, 12, even older than that. But really, it goes much, much younger, and you can attest to that.
Yes, I can. You know, having been trafficked from 6 months to 17 years old back in the 60s, granted, when we didn't even talk about child abuse or anything, but still, there was no way for me as a child to get help, to run away, to tell anyone, because, you know, when you're a little kid, and the parent is bigger than you are, for one thing, that's just simple visuals. I mean, there's no way for that child to combat or to escape the grip of a predator that is a family member.
Well, and when you're an infant and you have no idea what's going on.
Exactly. My one sibling, years after, said he didn't even see me the first year of my life because my birth mother and a cousin and whoever else kept me locked up in a room. So what they were doing, you know, is another matter. But yes, so predating, sexual violation of infants is not uncommon. It's disgusting. It's revolting. And most people don't want to hear that. But it is not uncommon. It is not uncommon for toddlers to be the sexual focus of someone. We know in this country, Americans look for children to buy sex from at least 2.5 million times a year.
Well, and they even travel to these countries that, I mean, it's sex tourism. It even has a name.
Yes, it does. Sadly enough, it's almost as if, hey, let's just put a name on this thing and it won't seem so vile. It won't seem so evil. But at the end of the day, a child does not want to have sexual relations with an adult or with anybody. They want to be a kid. I wanted to be a kid. I didn't have a choice where I was taken, where I was transported to. You know, the piano teacher's husband, you know, sat with me in inappropriate ways or whatever. I didn't have that choice, and there was no one to speak it to. So we, you know, try and get these kids to open up or at least to move forward in their life.
You know, Andy, you've been on the show before and we've discussed this, but something different is coming out now, and that is the fact that in December, your birth mother died. How has that affected you now? Do you feel better knowing that your abuser is no longer even alive, or is there any relief for you or any victim that's abuser is no longer around?
What I felt most was relief, and relief that finally this person is in the ground, because what every victim wants, not just the ones I've worked with, but you can ask them over and over and over, is for their predator or predators. And I had multiple. She was the ringleader, but I had multiple, and they've all passed. She was the last one. But what every victim wants, Monica, is for that predator to be in jail for life, unable to get out, or dead. And if you can't get them in jail, then the only other option is death, because no matter how successful your relationships are, how great your life is, or whatever you choose to do with it, until that person, and it took her 91 years to pass, you know, until that person is actually physically incapable of ever coming back in your life, ever touching you, ever causing you, you know, pain, or sending oppressors to cause you pain, which was another one of the things that happened. So until that happens, so for me, my whole body changed in terms of the relief. It allowed me to grieve some areas I hadn't, and it allowed me to finally feel safe from that part of the life and to close a chapter on it.
So for the last 2 months, you've had almost like a new rebirth.
Yes, exactly. That's a great word for it, because, you know, when that predator no longer can touch anyone or hurt anyone, well, there is still residual. There are times I still have some dark, you know, dreams or other moments, but they're less and less. But I know when I wake up, she can't touch me. She can't hurt me anymore. She can't ruin any more of my life. I have a great marriage. I have great friends. I have huge faith. But at the end of the day, there's always that shadow on a victim's life that predator could show up someday.
You know, Andy, I'd like to ask you something on a different topic, because you do work with so many children that have been abused and where their mindset is. We have a crisis going on across the country when it comes to sexualizing children in that regard. And somebody on the left put just this outrage out that children are indoctrinated into religion and they're forced into religion of their parents and they don't get to make the choice, and that children shouldn't be involved in religion till after they're 18 and they can decide. Yet on the other side, there are people who are advocating for children to have transgender surgeries. They're advocating for them to take growth suppressors, the hormone suppressors, you know, saying that they should be able to decide what they do with their bodies and everything. Doesn't that seem a little hypocritical that they can't choose a religion at a young age, but here, you know, before their brains are even fully developed and their bodies are fully developed, that they can change their sex?
In my opinion, absolutely, it's hypocritical. It's you know, one hand says this, the other hand does the other, and that shouldn't surprise any of us. The issue is these children, as you said, they're young. Their bodies haven't fully developed. Their minds have not fully developed. Even at the age of reason, our children are not ready to make something that is permanently, you know, disabling as a surgery. Like you said, you know, at 18, you can choose religion, but before that, you can choose these other visibly life-affecting things. Well, in my life, if I had not listened to God's voice in my heart the day I went to throw myself in front of an oncoming car, I would not be here. I would not have had the privilege of helping others who were like me move on. But again, it's one hand saying one thing and the other hand doing the other. So until Americans fight the mutation of humanity, until we stand up and say enough, this is ridiculous, this is crazy. Yes, people can have the right to choose at an age appropriate stage in life.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
We see the increase in the justification of pedophilia and wanting to normalize it, which is very hard for me. But I literally, as you were speaking, just received this text that says, "Is she serious? People have sex with infants. Is that even possible?" Andy, you know.
And I know. And for that person, let me just explain. I'm guessing that the visual is coming across differently. It used to be called rape with a foreign object. Mm-hmm. Okay, so when somebody uses an object to violate an infant or a toddler, and some of my kids have had that happen, which, you know, caused some of the issues, that is a sexual violation. You cannot use something and insert something into children or infants and let that be okay. But that's what it used to be called, is rape with a foreign object. It may still, it depends on your state and law, but that's what it is. And obviously, if they use fingers or hands or anything else, there are other body parts, which I don't want to revolt your listeners with, but, you know, that you can use to violate a child.
That's the hard part, Andy. That's the hard part. Nobody wants to offend anybody. Nobody wants to draw the graphic picture, but, you know, me working in family planning and having to, you know, I'm all about this, Andy. I have no shame or no control here, but over what I say, because I try to be honest with people. You know, being a family planning counselor, having to counsel gentlemen who felt they weren't quite so adequate, who, you know, when we say size doesn't matter, well, you know, some people don't have that type of size. So, yes, penetrating a child is very easy, you know, and I know that turns a lot of people off and they don't want to hear that. But guess what? That's reality, that these monsters are out there.
It is. Even think about the mothers or the parents that play doctor too much with their infants, or, you know, people don't get grossed out by French kissing between adults. But think about that for an infant or child, okay, when they're forced into that all the time and other things. That's how graphic, that's how disturbing. Everyone should be disturbed by this, Monica. Everyone should be like, this is just crazy. You know. And then the other denial is, well, not in my town. Well, we know every 40 seconds a child 18 or under is abducted and most likely will be involved in some kind of sexual predatory activity.
Well, and every day we have stories come out about coaches, about priests, about family members.
Absolutely.
I mean, it does happen in our community. And that's what I'm really trying to wake people up to. And, you know, God bless you, Andy, for what you're doing. I can't imagine this is easy for you. But how can people get a hold of you and help you in your mission to not only educate people that this is going on and we have to watch our kids better and we have to listen to what they're saying because they're crying out for help. We just don't hear it. How can they get in contact with you?
Best way, they can reach me directly by phone or email through our website, beulahsplace.org. It's BEULAHS place.org, beulahsplace.org. There are hotline numbers, helpline numbers. There's a donate button. We are still 100% volunteer driven after 13 years, so everything goes to the kids. We're a 501c3, but most important, beulahsplace.org will give a little more information, and they can communicate with me if they need help or they need to share something or they want more information.
All right. Andy Berger, thank you so much for what you are doing. And I mean, you are just you're a true blessing to the children of this world. And I hope, I hope we can do more. Andy, thank you so much. And I hope to talk to you again soon. If you ever need anything, if you ever need help getting the word out, please, you know the number to call.
Absolutely. And I applaud you for being brave enough to have this topic on, Monica. Thank you.
Thank you, Andy. All right. We'll be back right after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, where we're not afraid to talk about these things.
It's Thursday. The day you used to get a jump on the weekend and start drinking. But now you drink every day. That's why we're reminding you, it's Thursday.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today, and what a day it is because we are finally starting to see a break of this gorgeous weather, and so we might actually see some rain coming. And it's like, I know people are thinking, Monica, why are you talking about the weather? This is so, you know, there's other things to be talking about because our weather here is so important. I mean, I'm saying get with the shamans, get with whoever you need and start doing some rain dances or something because we are at 50% of our snowpack. It's the end of January. We are going to have an absolutely miserable, miserable summer. It is going to be high fire danger. It is going to be, oh, I'm sure water restrictions probably in some place. I know we have our reservoirs and our aquifers, but they haven't been fully recharged. So it's going to be a tough one. So I'm actually looking forward to the wet weather. I mean, even my grass, the trees. It's like my husband had to get the hose out and start watering everything because it's just all turning brown. Well, if we're seeing that in the middle of winter, I don't even want to think about what the summer is going to be like. It's going to be a rough one. And especially since the legislature, you might remember that they did that whole domestic well thing in the last legislative session. Yeah. This is tough. I'm sitting here having a conversation through email with Scott, and Scott, your reply is coming. Because, yeah, there are things that we can agree on. There are things that we can come together on just after hearing Andy. How about increasing sentences for child sex abuse? Same with domestic violence. Yeah, absolutely, 100%. But what also happens when it's not just increasing sentences. It's getting into it. It's enforcing the law. It is making sure without a doubt 100% that it is viable because of the fact that there have been so many false claims. Look at all the fake rape claims that were put against sports teams, that were put against teenage boys. By, I hate to say this, but vindictive girls. And yes, vice versa. The whole signing of a contract that, you know, oh, yes, it was consensual sex. And then she says, I was roofied. I don't remember signing that. Because they regret what they did. It's hard to just put sentencing into place when people do not take responsibility for things anymore. And on the other hand, people are not held accountable. Prisoners are being released from jail. What do? They go out and they recommit. There have been killings. There has been abuse. Look at what California is doing. We don't care if you rob the stores, as long as it doesn't go to this amount. People aren't held accountable. If we don't have the rule of law, and if we don't enforce that rule of law, well, guess what? You get Antifa once again busting up businesses in Portland, in Seattle, in Denver. People were saying, oh, well, the military was all at D.C. Yeah, but your regular law enforcement wasn't. Where's the law? Are they once again being told to stand down by elected representatives? That's not acceptable. It's not acceptable. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local, FM Talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being with us today. And last half hour of the show, 10 to noon every weekday. If you miss any part of it, of course, you can go to 991fmtalk.com and check out the podcasts. And while you're there, answer today's poll question. Where are you getting your news? Who do you trust the most for the news out there? OAN, Newsmax, CNN, Fox, the list goes on. And, of course, none of the above. A lot of censorship out there, even for the fact that a very embittered CNN wants Fox and Newsmax and OAN all taken off the air. That's a little bit extreme, don't you think? Competition is good for you. And just because you say they're spreading lies, well, that doesn't make that true. As somebody emailed me yesterday, one man's truth is another man's lie. It's spin. It's all in how you look at it. 991fmtalk.com. And of course, you can check out my page there for, you know, little tidbits on COVID and vaccinations and all that good stuff, which we'll get to in just a moment. First off, though, I want to take Lynn's call at 884-9910. That's always our talk and text line. And Scott, by the way, I sent you a pretty lengthy response, but you got me blocked, bud. So we can't converse that way. Lynn, thanks for calling the program today. What's on your mind?
Well, it's something I noticed after the inauguration, and it was when they went to the Oval Office. And there was a stack of 17 executive orders to sign. Now, he had just taken the oath, and that means that he's ready to perform the duty set before him. So I wonder, how did he find the time to read through all of those executive orders? And was there a debate in any converse on any of those executive orders with Congress before he signed them? And I wonder if anyone cared to ask him about those today, if he could reiterate all 17 of them.
Yeah, good luck with that. They just probably had a little sticky note that said, sign here. You know, that's pretty much
so I could have slipped in an adoption paper of my dog, and maybe I would have a Oval House dog there adopted as well. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm not united with it. I'm just not united with it. Love you, Monica.
Love you too, Lynn. Appreciate your thoughts today. You know, unity is such a bold word to use after 4 years of calling Trump supporters, the people who supported the president, the duly elected president of the United States of America. You didn't hear that garbage coming out against Obama. And if you did, boy, did you get castrated. But no. Supporting Trump on the right, people lost their jobs. People got beaten up in public, spit on, killed. Yeah, your cry of unity is a little too late. And it's just so blatant that you don't really mean that. We do. Scott, you and I, we can sit down and have a conversation, and we can come, because I've done that with many, many Democrats, many independents. When you talk one-on-one with average Americans, the consensus is out there. We're good people. We help the poor how we can. We help the homeless. We help those in need. We help those who are sick. But we can't come to consensus when it comes to the political garbage that is spewed every single day from elected representatives. Do you want me to get out the sound bites of Nancy Pelosi talking about the bait and switch, how they blame something on the Republicans that isn't true, but they feed it to the media, then the media goes through it, then they report it, then, boy, if the media reported it, it must be true. Do you want me to play the audio of Maxine Waters? I'm sick of that audio because I'm sick of her. You get out there, whether you're at the gas station, the grocery store, you get in their face, you tell them they're not welcome here, you tell them you blah, blah, blah. For 4 years, Trump supporters, Republicans, independents have been maligned, have been abused, have been threatened. I've already been turned into the FCC and the FBI just in the last 2 weeks. Don't start screaming unity to me. Because you know what? I, and a lot of people I know, and I think there's some listeners out there that includes, will treat Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and everybody in their administration with the respect and everything else that they have given to the Republican Party and Trump supporters over the last 4 years. Respect is earned. You just don't say the word unity and it brings people together. This is where the right is starting to grow a backbone. Because the American people are tired of their elected representatives going in and playing ball and trying to be bipartisan. Hope you got my little air quotes there. When the left comes into control by some means, election fraud? Yeah. And they do nothing but shove regulations and rules down people's throats. And you cannot tell me that that doesn't happen, because it happened on day one. Day one of the last legislative session, when things were passed and elected representatives on the other side weren't even allowed to look at them. When mail-in voting was pushed through and the Secretary of State didn't even get to look at anything, wasn't even talked to. So don't give me this BS of unity. They will be treated the exact same way that they have treated the other side. I don't have time to go through all of this. This was sent to me by a listener, and I thank you very much, because once again, you have to look at news outside of this country to get the full story on how hammer and scorecard were used, how the numbers were manipulated, how the Leonardo satellite system was used, which is the Vatican satellite in Italy. People have come forward and admitted that they did it. But that doesn't mean anything to our news sources here, to our investigative journalists, because the ones that do go out and investigate it are shut down. And all you hear is from the other ones that just play along that there was no election fraud. Oh, a few dead people voted. That's the attitude they have. No, I'm sorry. Thousands. Put them all together. Tens of thousands of dead people voted. Tens of thousands of people voted who are in this country illegally. Hundreds of thousands of ballots were flipped. If you don't want to admit the evidence that is right in front of you, that we even saw right on the television screens, right in front of our eyes, that's called manipulation of the media. They are manipulating you, telling you one thing, and it's not true. I will put this on my webpage. It is called The American Report. You can go to theamericanreport.org if you don't want to wait for me, because I do have a couple of things to do and I won't be able to put it right on the website so quickly, but I will have it up there tonight. But the title of the article is Proof Positive: Coordinated Cyber Warfare Attack Against U.S. by China, Russia, Iran, Iraq, Pakistan to steal election from Trump. Pakistan. What's our tie to Pakistan again? Secretary of State's office? All the voter information emailed to Pakistan? It was in the 7 swing states. So hopefully it wouldn't have been noticed. But guess what? We are the majority. The silent majority decided not to be silent anymore. And they came out in such high numbers against Joe Biden and for Donald Trump that it broke their algorithm. They had to go in and produce votes in the middle of the night because there was no way just one form of election fraud was going to cover this. They had to pull out all the stops. This isn't over. You can take your pomp and circumstance with Joe Biden walking down the middle of the street, waving to his press corps, because there were no supporters out there. There were no people out there cheering him on. Even with military there, wouldn't you think there'd be some supporters coming out? But on the flip side, you look at Florida and thousands of people lined the roadways all the way to Mar-a-Lago from the airport to welcome former President Trump home. Former? Doesn't sound right. So just hang in there. Have faith. Everything will be worked out. I'm not worried about it. Because the truth always comes out. May take a little time. But just like the Russia collusion hoax, the Mueller report, and everything else that is being declassified or had been declassified by President Trump, you know, Fast and Furious, Russiagate, FISAgate. We'll get to the bottom of this, and America will be restored to we, the people. Have faith, people. You're so impatient. Good things are yet to come. Who said that? The best is yet to come. You don't have to scream it from the rooftops or shout it from the rooftops like I do. But just keep it in here. The best is yet to come. It's the Monica Jay Show. And for the left, the best is yet to come because we're going to come back in the next segment and wrap up the show right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
the Monica Jay Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1.
JKFT
92.3 FM Talk.
Your opinions and I got mine.
And let's share them. We can always share them. Actually, not right now because the phone lines are shut down. But it is 884-9910. Make sure you get that written down for tomorrow because we've got a lot of stuff to talk about tomorrow. I did want to wrap up just a couple of things here. And that is, we are getting ready to go into a special session. Not a special session, our regular legislative session. And I'm wondering if this is going to pop up here. Because the West Coast liberal states are just, you know, they're feeding off each other. And I have heard that Governor Sisolak wants to give himself more power. And not in a good way, like, you know, Tool Time and Tim Allen. Oregon proposes bill allowing government to seize private property in an emergency. Yeah. This declared emergency would include seizures of property that could be hospitals, housing, non-compliant businesses, even privately owned firearms. Is this something that we are going to see here? You better pay attention. Thank goodness we've got the Battle Born Patriots taking Nevada back because they have put together a great crew to start, and they are going through bills right now. We'll start talking about them next week before the legislature opens up, because you know what? I'm sure just like last time, they're going to push things through without your knowledge and any other elected representative's knowledge as well, because that's what the left does. Something else that I wanted to leave you with today is, I can't believe this, but I'm getting faster at the computer. Actually, I went online. I was able to get into the 991fmtalk.com website, and I was able to upload the article on my page already about the proof positive coordinated cyber warfare attack against our elections. So it's from the American Patriot Report. If you don't get onto our site, you can find it at the American Report, theamericanreport.org. So Twitter is at it again. You might remember we had Ray Ray poetry on. Ray was on with us talking about his poetry that was nothing but positive, and it was all patriotic and about Trump. Well, guess what? He lost 33,000 followers because Twitter shut him down, not once, but twice. So we'll be giving away his poetry books tomorrow and having all kinds of fun. We're going to even have to pull out some 10 Crows barbecue, too. So join me tomorrow, The Monica Jay Show. Love you. God bless. Have a great day. Until tomorrow.